Hi, this is Fran Sales, Editorial Assistant for SurgeStorage.com. Joining me today is Greg Schulz, Founder and Senior Analyst of the Storage IO Group. Greg is here today to shed some light on storage partitioning. How's it going today, Greg?
Fran, I'm doing very well, thank you.
Good. Okay, let's get to it. What is a storage partition, and what are some use cases for a storage partition?
Fran, storage partition has a lot of different meanings, and consequently, there's a lot of different confusion for it. So basically what it comes down to is that a partition is a way of dividing storage up. So in other words, if you say a drive partition, a disk partition, it's taking that disk drive, maybe it's a 500 gig drive, and maybe making it into two partitions. So in other words, two 250 gig partitions. If you have a Windows PC as an example, you've got a Windows laptop, you're probably already using drive partitioning and may not realize it. So in other words, that familiar C drive, and maybe you've got the D drive where there's a backup of your operating system for doing restores. That's an example of a drive-level partition.
Good. So what is the difference between a drive partition and logical unit number?
Friend, that's where there's a lot of confusion. I mean, in some ways, they're very, very similar, and I'm sure some would debate and argue that they're one and the same or that they're totally different. But what they have in common, friend, is that they're both a means of taking storage, carving it up, for different purposes. So, for example, that analogy I just gave about on a Windows-type system where you take part of the drive for where you're going to put your data, part of the drive where you have for your backup, your recovery, or maybe for another application, so the C drive, that D drive. Or if you're on a Unix or a Linux-type system where you set up different partitions where different file systems get mounted into. But where things start to differentiate is that on an individual drive, that's where you're partitioning, or think of it as subdividing an individual drive. Be it when you're taking disk drives and putting them into a storage system, into a RAID system, whether it be an iSCSI, a SAS, a NAS, Fibre Channel, FCOE, whatever, that's where you're taking multiple drives, aggregating them together, RAID protecting them, striping them, doing different things like that, and then in turn carving up those LUNs, those volumes, into logical unit numbers. We should probably clarify, what is a LUN? Well, a LUN, or a logical unit number, is that address by which the storage is actually accessed. In other words, it's the SCSI target, the command, the target for that address of how do you get to the storage.
Okay, so does that mean that a drive partition is a storage system and that a virtual machine is a LUN?
Boy, that's a great question. So let's take that and break that up. So you have a drive could be partitioned, but then a drive also could be mapped in to what we'll call, say, a RAID group or a volume group. And different vendors will call them different things. That grouping could be subdivided as a LUN and presented back to either a physical or to a virtual machine. In other words, it looks like that operating system might see it as, oh, that's the C drive or that's target zero drive. That operating system, in turn, can take and do different things with it. So, for example, if you're on Windows, Windows might see several different LUNs, several different targets that it can take, pull in, stripe, map, do different things with. So where it kind of gets confusing in here, Fran, is that you actually have different layers of either aggregating, striping, pooling, grouping, RAID protecting, but also subdividing that you can actually put layer upon layer upon layer. But there was an interesting piece to your question, which was about a virtual machine. Keep in mind that a virtual machine, a virtual server, is a disk file when it's not loaded into memory. That disk file is saved on a storage device, either on a file system or in a LUN on that target or on a partition on a drive.
All right. Finally, can you give us some examples of storage partitions?
Certainly. So we'll break it up in a couple pieces here, Fran. First, a disk partition. That example is what we've already used. In other words, in a Windows-based system is that disk drive that's in that computer, that laptop, that server, that's divided up into what you see as a C drive and a D drive. Probably one of the most common examples that are out there. Or if you're on a Unix Linux system, is taking that drive that's in that server and dividing that up into different pieces where there's different mount points, different file systems installed. The other example would be where we've taken some disk drives, put them into a RAID array, into a storage system, created a RAID set, maybe a RAID 5, RAID 6, striping, mirroring, whatever it happens to be, presenting out different LUNs, but using a feature that's in some storage systems that actually have the ability of creating a partition. In other words, what you could almost think of as a virtual storage machine. Okay, and this work can kind of get confusing with virtual service, friend, but what it's doing is some storage systems have the ability to take those LUNs that we talked about out of those groups, take those LUNs and map or mask them back to different servers. Think of it this way. If I have four servers, and those four servers are all accessing a common shared storage system, either via SAS, Fiber Channel, iSCSI, NAS, whatever it happens to be. I need a means that if each of those four servers sees what it thinks is its own C drive, that none of those four servers steps on the other server's drive. So I need a means of isolating, protecting, which is typically done using volume mapping, volume masking, LUN mapping, LUN masking, and also via techniques such as partitioning, where each of those different servers thinks it each has its own target zero, LUN zero.
Okay. Thanks, Greg, for your time.
No worries. My pleasure, friend.
Okay. For more on storage partitioning, be sure to visit searchstorage.com.